The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Fibber McGee and Molly, written by Don Quinn, with music by the King's Bend and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with I See the Moon at Noon.
Wilcox, why should I wax my floors? What does the wax really do for them?
Well, that's a good fundamental question, and I can answer it very clearly. Have you ever rubbed an apple to make it shine? Do you realize that what made it shine was a thin coat of wax with which nature protects fruit and flowers? It's true. And the use of genuine wax on floors is also for protection. When you put Johnson's wax on your floors, you're protecting them against scratches, stains, and wear of all kinds. The wax coat is a glowing shield of protection. And just as rubbing the apple made it more beautiful, polishing your floors with genuine Johnson's wax adds greatly to their beauty. And for that matter, to the beauty of your entire home. And there's a third reason for Johnson waxing your floors. It saves you work all year, does away with tiresome floor scrubbing. And besides floors, there are 100 extra uses for Johnson's wax in your home. May I urge you to buy some tomorrow. For the last few years, a certain citizen of Wistful Vista has been quietly collecting bottles. If you can collect bottles quietly. And here, loading his loot into the car to take it downtown and sell it, we find that collector of infernal residue and his patient spouse, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Thank goodness that's about all. Ain't got room for many more in that back seat. Hand me that last carton, will you, Molly? Thanks.
You're welcome, dearie. Now you can do something for me.
Sure, what?
Look, Since 1938, you've carefully saved every bottle that came into the house.
Yeah.
And I never asked you why. I was never one to pry into your private life. If you wanted to collect bottles or buttons or butterflies or baboons, it was all right with me. But now I'd like to know what your idea was, and if you don't tell me, I think I'm going to scream.
Gee, I'm sorry, Molly. I thought all the time you knew I'd been saving those bottles for the refund.
The refund?
Sure. Instead of trotting down to the grocery every day with two ginger ale or root beer bottles and coming home with a dime, I thought I'd save them for a couple of years and really collect some dough. Catch on to it?
Well, heavenly days. And how much do you expect to get for the lot, me bold financier?
Well, averaging 2 cents per bottle, and I got exactly 537 bottles, I figure I'll get about $11. And that ain't hay.
And to think how many glass blowers have been wasting their breath when they might have been learning the piccolo. $11 for 3 years' work.
What do you mean, 3 years' work? It ain't been work.
What?
It's been fun.
What you mean?
It's been my hobby. It's kept me off the streets.
Well, where are you taking them?
Grocery store. You want to go along?
I wouldn't miss it for a 40-acre farm with Clark Gable as hired man. Let's go.
Okay, climb in.
Well, where'll I sit? You got both seats full of bottles.
Well, sit up in front there. You can make a kind of a little nest among the root beer and ginger ale bottles.
Fine. They were soft drinks, so I ought to be quite comfortable.
Now, don't bust any of them. I got a lot of time and money in this stuff.
You got a lot of water in them, too. Something's dripping down my neck.
That's just the rinse water. Somebody ain't quite dry yet. Some of them ain't. Well, here we go.
Hey there, Johnny. Hello, daughter.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Oldtimer.
If you're going downtown, would you mind if I rode as far as... Hey, what you doing, Johnny? Bootlegging?
No, I ain't bootlegging. I'm taking these bottles back for a refund.
Is that so?
Yep.
From the looks of the bottles, you must have threw quite a party, kid. Why didn't you invite me? I'm great at parties. Do card tricks, impersonations, and I can take my vest off without removing my coat.
Well, that's very interesting, Mr. Oldtimer, but we didn't give a party.
I've been saving these bottles for 3 years, Oldtimer.
What for, Johnny?
Well, it's just a hobby with you, Mr. Oldtimer. Haven't you got a hobby?
I got two hobbies, daughter. I'm a string saver, and I never step on cracks in the sidewalk.
Well, every man to his taste, Oldtimer. I collect bottles, so you collect string.
And I've got a blue serge coat that collects lint.
That's pretty good, Snooky. But that ain't the way I heard it. One feller says to t'other feller, he says, did you hear this Fibber McGee and Molly on the Lux Radio Theater last night?
Well, what'd the other fella say?
Nothing, Johnny. He just sneered. Well, I guess he ain't got room enough for me to ride with you, Johnny. I'll walk down to the corner and wait for a streetcar.
Why, the streetcars don't go past that corner, Mr. Oldtimer.
That's why I like to wait there, daughter. It's quiet. So long, sir.
Now, what's the matter with this thing? It started off all right this morning. Dad wrapped the desk.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, little girl. Now, don't bother me now on account of...
Hey, where'd you get all the bottles, mister? Criminy, is that ever a snag of them, though?
Hey, watch your language there, sis. I got my wife with me.
Hey, what you gonna do with all the bottles?
I'm gonna take them back to the store for a rebate.
Hmm?
I says I'm returning them for a rebate. Rebate. Don't you know what a rebate is?
Sure I do, I bet you. Uh-huh. It's when you put another worm on the hook. But gee, mister, you can't catch enough fish to fill all those bottles.
That ratted sis, I ain't going fishing.
Don't you like to fish?
Sure I like to fish,
but... So do I, mister. Can I go with you?
Where?
Fishing.
Look, sis, get this through that little sunbonnet full of sawdust, will you? I ain't going fishing.
I know it.
Well?
Why?
Because in the first place, I ain't got time, and in the second place, the season ain't open, and in the third place, I don't want to. And in the fourth, fifth, and sixth places, I got to take these bottles back.
What for?
For a rebate.
Well, I guess this is where I came in, and my mama doesn't like to have me stay through two shows. So long, mister.
Thank you.
get them brakes fixed. Well, come on, Molly. Here's the grocery store.
All right, dearie. And believe me, it'll be a relief to get up off of these things.
Well, so come, why?
Well, there were three mustard bottles leering at me like I was a piece of corned beef.
Well, I'll see. I'll take a few samples in first. Now, let me see. One ginger ale, one ketchup, one grape juice, one root beer, one horseradish. That ought to give them an idea.
Yeah, it'd give me one if I was them, but I hope they don't think of it. Well, good luck to you, dearie.
Thanks. I'll be back in just a minute, and you can help me carry in the rest of the... Whoa! Dad, rat it, bud. Why don't you look quite... Oh, hi, Nick.
Well, for scream's sakes, Fisher. Excuse me for being such a big clumsy. I guess my feet are all thumbs.
Oh, don't worry about the bottles you broke, Mr. DePopulos. They were just a handful of empty.
Oh, is that so? I'd have got at least 11 cents refund on them bottles. You going to pay me for them, Nick?
Smartly. How much?
Well, I think he said 11 cents, Mr. DePopulos.
Oh, sure. Well, here's two bits apiece, Fisher.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nick. I can't make change.
Well, take the quarter, McGee, and I'll give Mr. DePopulos three more bottles. Here, Mr. DePopulos, here's your change.
Oh, thank you.
Hey.
This is being a lot of fun, Cupid. Here's $2. Give me some more.
Cut that out. You think I want to get pinched for all this broken glass all over the sidewalk? Lay off, DePopulos.
Huckley duckley, Fizzer. And look, Mrs. DePopulos is telling me to ask you if you are caring to stop at our house some nights this week for a game of compact bridge. Don't do it, because she hates bridge. So long, Fizzer. So long, Cupid.
Bye, Mr. DePopulos. Now, McGee, don't step in any of that broken glass.
I already did.
Oh, dear, let me see it. Maybe I can...
It's all right. I stepped in some iodine, too. That's funny. That got a big laugh last week. Oh, well. Well, come on, Molly. Hold the door open for me.
All right.
Hi, Mr. Sale. Can you...
I'll be with you in just a minute, Mr. McGee. I'm waiting on a customer. Yeah. Was there anything else, Mr. Wilcox?
Well, let me think. Yes, I want a small box of curry powder. And send all this stuff right over to my apartment, will you please?
Oh, you-hoo, Mr. Wilcox.
Hi, Harlow. What was that stuff you just asked for?
Well, hello, folks. I just asked for a small box of curry powder.
Curry powder?
Shucks, you never told us you had a horse, Harlow.
Why, I haven't. This is the powder I put in the sauce when I make curry.
You
mean you cook, Mr. Wilcox?
Well, sure. Doesn't Fibber?
He does not. And I wouldn't think of letting him mess up my kitchen either.
Why, Molly, I'm ashamed of you.
What?
Why, there's no excuse for husbands not messing around in the kitchen these days if they want to. What if they do mess up the floor?
Excuse us, folks, but this is the part of the thing that pays for the stuff. What you mean, Harlow?
Well, I mean about... I mean about the linoleum being properly protected with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, the no-rubbing, no-buffing polish that shines as it dries. And what well-kept kitchen floor isn't in these modern times? Why, what if the old man does spill a gob of gravy or a splatter of hen fruit on the floor?
Oh, dear.
Who cares? It can be wiped up in a jiffy with a damp cloth.
Say, that'd be a great premium to give away with every can of Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't what?
A jiffy. A pearl-handled jiffy to wipe the spots off the flooring. That'd be swell.
Oh, don't be silly.
Oh, don't you be silly.
Excuse me, Mr. McGee, you're next.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Sale. Well, we'll see you later, Wilcox.
And keep your curry up, Mr. Wilcox.
Yeah, stop in at our house sometimes. I'll fry you a nice batch of stupefied crandle whims with raisins. You like them?
I love them, if they're fried in deep fat.
Now then, what was it for you, Mr. McGee?
I want a refund on these bottles.
Now, let me see. You have a penny coming on the root beer, nickel on the ginger ale. What's this?
Oh, that's a horseradish bottle. It's all washed and sterilized.
Sorry, no refund on those.
Well, how about the grape juice?
We don't carry that brand anymore.
The mustard?
Nope. Just on the root beer and ginger ale. Here's 10 cents. You can
take Hey, wait. I got a car full of them outside, bud. Just wait till I...
Wait a minute, Mr. McGee. Huh? How many root beer and ginger ale bottles have you?
Oh, I'd say about 170, which would come to about 575, but you...
Oh, no, you don't.
Huh?
You haven't bought a dozen bottles of that stuff from me in 5 years. Take them back where you got them. This is a grocery, not a junkyard.
Now, you look here, Mr. Sale. If that's the way you're going to act, you're liable to lose our account.
Mrs. McGee, I've been trying to lose your account ever since you opened it. It's more butter than it's worth.
Oh, yeah? Well, it'll be all right with us, too, Si.
Sure, it will.
That last spinach you sent us had so much sand in it, I had to eat it with a niblick.
But, Mr. Sale, why has our account been so much trouble?
I'll show you. Look, here's your last order slip. Our delivery truck went clear across town to bring you one egg, two apples, four macaroons, and a box of toothpicks.
Say, who ordered those toothpicks?
I did, Molly.
What for?
Well, I was working on my ship model, and I ran out of lumber. Well, okay, bud, if that's the way you feel about it, give me my dime for these two bottles.
Oh, now look what you've done. You've got broken glass all over my rhubarb.
Oh, my.
Get out of here, and don't come back.
Oh, but look, I got a car full of bottles that I've been saving.
I don't care if you've got a prairie schooner full of platinum. I don't want it. Go away!
Home?
No.
Where?
Drugstore.
Oh.
And furthermore, Mr. Kramer, if I'd ever suspected you wasn't going to make good on them bottles, I'd have never bought all my postage stamps in your drugstore.
What'd he say?
Shook his head.
What'd you do?
Shook my fist.
What'd he do?
Shook a shotgun.
What'd you do?
Shook. Hey, sis, I got these bottles here a while back, and I'd like to get a refund.
Sorry, sir. That was when we were under the NRA. No refunds now.
Oh, but I want my dime.
You can't have it. You've washed off the little blue eagle.
Hey, bud, I got a few bottles.
Sorry, I've taken the pledge.
Look, mister, I've been everywhere in town. Do you refund money on...
On nothing! Beat it!
Well?
Yeah, I guess I'm a chump, Molly. It's no use. Shucks, I thought I had a swell idea collecting these bottles, but, well, I guess I flopped.
Oh, now, don't take it to heart, dearie. Everybody sticks their neck out now and then.
Yeah.
That's why they have portholes on boats.
Yeah, but shucks,
who... Oh, there you are, Mr. McGee. I've been looking all over Wistful Vista for you.
Hi, Abby.
Hello, Abigail. What was it you wanted?
Well, someone told me that Mr. McGee had several hundred old bottles he wanted to sell, and I was so afraid he'd dispose of them before I found him.
Well, there's no use in crying. What? What'd you say, Abby?
She sounds like an angel in disguise, McGee, and one of the cleverest disguises I ever saw.
You mean you want to buy these bottles, Abby?
Indeed I do, Miss McGee. How many have you?
Why, about 500.
Splendid, splendid. Oh, what a lucky girl I am, really. 500 perfectly good bottles. But I warn you, Miss McGee, I drive a hard bargain.
Well,
I'm offering you $50 for the entire lot.
Heavenly days, $50.
Well, 60 then.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Uppy. That's ridiculous. Why, when I tell you how much I expected to get for these bottles, you...
Well, $75, and that is my final offer.
Sold to the lady in the prematurely gray fur coat.
Say, I don't quite... This is so sudden, I... look, what do you want these bottles for, Uppy?
Don't you wish you knew, you clever boy?
Oh, God.
Hey, you know the old saying, ask me no questions, and I'll tell you no anyway. Now here, Miss McGee, here's the $75.
Oh, thanks.
And you may dump those bottles in my backyard any time today.
Oh. Pinch me, McGee. Ouch! Thank you. And thank you, Abigail.
Oh, no, thank you. And now, to celebrate the deal, I insist on taking you to dinner at the 400 Club.
What?
Oh, come now. I shan't take no for an answer.
Well, there's no danger of you getting it for an answer, Mrs. Uppington.
I should say not. I suddenly got an appetite that'd make a steam shovel lower its bucket in shame. Let's go.
Oh, but where shall I sit, Mr. McGee?
Here, I'll make room for you, Abigail.
Oh, what fun, really.
Ain't it, though?
Well, here we go. And don't let the horseradish get smart with you, Abigail.
The King's Men singing, "The Covered Wagon Rolled Right Along."
Oh, the covered wagon rolled right along, while the pioneers gave out a happy song. Me and Pappy did the driving, Mammy cooked and kept us thriving, and the covered wagon rolled right along. We left Kentucky on the 10th of May. Pappy said,
"I'll get our victuals every day.
Every day?
Mammy, you just grease the skillet. If we need some food, I'll kill it."
And the covered wagon rolled right along. Pappy's pants were made from skins of buffalo. Poor Buff. But when winter came and brought the ice and snow, cold and rough,
Pappy's pants ran out of leather.
Mammy prayed for milder weather, and the covered wagon rolled right along. Once a wildcat jumped at Mammy from the rear. Pappy winked an eye and said, "Now don't you fear. If he really tries to crowd her, we'll be having wildcat chowder." And the covered wagon rolled right along. Now at playing poker, Pappy won his fame. Once he got an Indian chief into a game. Pappy wound up with four deuces and a squaw with six papooses, and the covered wagon rolled right along. Pappy sold a mule and then went on a spree. And he said, "At last I got my liberty." Mammy said, "Cut out your bragging," and she hitched him to the wagon, and the prairie schooner rolled right along. Now at last old California came in view, and we realized the troubles we've been through. Me and Ma are lucky creatures, Pappy's making western features, and the covered wagon rolls and rolls right along.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a day. You know, Molly, for a while there today, I almost began to have doubts if I could sell them bottles.
Say, what on earth do you suppose Mrs. Uppington wants them for?
I don't know, but I you know, I kind of regret the leaving them go at $75. I wish I'd asked 100.
Well, you know, it cost her almost that anyway. I saw the bill she signed for dinner at the 400 Club.
Yeah?
You know how much?
No.
$22.
$22? Oh, that couldn't be just for that one meal for the three of us. She must be bored in there by the week.
No, sir, it was nearly $7 apiece.
Say, that was a mighty nice dinner, too, wasn't it?
Well, I thought you said it wasn't so hot.
Well, that was before I knew it cost $7. And I still say, though, that that was the worst cider I ever drunk.
You do? Say, that wasn't cider. That was champagne.
It was?
Sure.
I thought the waiter said his mother made it.
No, he did not. He said it was Mom's.
Who's that?
Search me. Better get that $75 out of sight.
I'll take it with all.
Come in.
Well, hello there, folks. How's every little thing?
Why, just wonderful, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Ah, better than they've been for a long time, Gildy, old man.
Really?
Why, certainly.
Well, that's fine, McGee. I just stopped in, McGee, to ask you if you could get into one of my suits.
Why, we could both get into one of your suits. Why should we?
Why, sure, he's got clothes of his own.
Yes, yes, I know, but I thought that, well, how are you fixed for groceries, McGee?
Groceries?
Hey, what is this? Wait a minute. First you offer me your old clothes, then you offer us food. That ratted Gildersleeve, if you think for one minute...
No, Take it easy, little chum. Take it easy. It's no disgrace to be poor.
Oh, I'll say it isn't.
What are you driving at anyway, you big baboon?
Now, look here, little pal. Why don't you let me make you a small loan? Sort of ties you over until...
That rat at Gildersleeve, you cut that out. I don't want any money, and I don't want any clothes, and I don't want any groceries. Well, shucks, anybody think we didn't know where the next meal was coming from?
Well, do you?
What's that?
Now, Mrs. McGee, maybe I can talk sensibly with you. I know all about it. Mrs. Uppington told me.
She told you what, Gildersleeve?
About how she got word that you had your car full of junk and trying to sell it, McGee. Imagine Fibber McGee, my pal, my neighbor, reduced to selling old bottles. Why didn't you let somebody know, McGee? We'd all been glad to help you.
Well, of all the...
Well, I'll be it.
It's all right, chum. We won't say a word about this outside. But when Mrs. Uppington told me, she felt so sorry for you that she took you in and bought you a warm meal. Then paid you $75 for a useless ton of old bottles. Well, that got me, McGee.
Oh, so that's why she... Oh!
That does it. That absolutely does it. Molly, never let me see another bottle in this house as long as I live.
There's only one bottle left in the house, dearie.
Well, where is it?
Upstairs.
Well, go get it and throw it away.
Impossible.
Why?
Uncle Dennis won't let go of it.
Fibber and Molly will be back in just a moment. When that young son of yours goes tromping across your clean kitchen floor in his wet, muddy shoes, do you scold him and then feel sorry about it afterwards? Well, it's a natural thing to do. But isn't it better to protect your floors with Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat and not have to worry about it at all? Glow Coat is the easy, modern way to keep linoleum floors clean and sparkling with a minimum of work. All you do is apply and let dry. Without any rubbing or buffing, your floors are protected with a gleaming, long-lasting polish. Glow Coat keeps the colors of linoleum looking like new. Makes the linoleum itself last much longer. So you see, Glow Coat saves twice. Saves you tiresome work and saves your linoleum. In millions of homes, women swear by Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat. Be sure to buy a can tomorrow. Oh yes, remember, you save money on the larger sizes.
You know, Molly, what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to buy Gildersleeve a big, expensive present just because he tried to be so nice to us.
Yeah? Mrs. Uppington was nice, too, McGee.
Yeah?
Though she didn't have to run and tell Mr. Gildersleeve about it.
No, but I certainly give her a lot of credit.
You're going to pay the money right back, aren't you?
No. For that, she's got to give me a lot of credit. Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox, speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat, inviting you to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
Here's a special message to all high school boys.
Fellow classmen, if your folks are like mine and say you should have some real work to do around the house, well, here's a tip. Ask for the job of cleaning and waxing the car. There's nothing to it. Use Johnson's Carnu, C-A-R-N-U. It cleans and wax polishes in one simple operation, and if you're any good at all, you'll be finished in about an hour. Don't forget the name, Johnson's Carnu.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.